Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Thanks be to Almighty God for another opportunity, for another privilege. I'm Adeshawa Gabriel, your prayer host. Thanks be to God for giving us the opportunity to see another brand new week. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus, because there is no one like you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we appreciate you for the gift of life. Many are looking for this opportunity, but they are not alive today. It is not because we are good. It is not because of our righteousness or holiness. It is just because of your grace, your love, and your tender mercies upon us. It is because of your kindness. Faithful Father, we worship you. Miraculous God, we exalt you. Thank you for every listener of this prayer time. Lord, we worship you. We exalt your holy name. Thank you because you are the Lord. There is no like unto you. Thank you for your goodness and your kindness in our life. Thank you for the wonders you are doing. Thank you for the miracles you are doing. Thank you for where you have been taking us from. Thank you for where we are today. Thank you for where you are taking us to. Thank you because lines are falling in pleasant places for us. Thank you because miracles, wonders is happening in our lives. Thank you because there is going to be a turnaround and a positive change in every area of our life. This program is the moment of turnaround. Thank you because our moment of turnaround has finally arrived. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we appreciate your holy name. Be thou glorified. Let your people be blessed this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Brethren, the prayer chart this morning is taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. When you believe it and you have that desire with all seriousness that God can help you to do all things, you will do it. Life is about achievement. If you make it a point of duty to achieve your dream, you will achieve it. God can help you to do all things that you want to do. Nothing is too difficult for God. There is nothing that God cannot do. What is that thing that you are facing right now? What is that challenges, the hardship you are facing physically, spiritually, academically, financially, maritally, ministerially, medically? What is that difficulty that is hindering you from getting to that new level that God has ordained for you? You need to hand it over to God. Release it unto the Lord to take charge. Release it to God to give you strength to accomplish it, to overcome it, and have victory. Only God can strengthen you. The Bible says, without strength, no man shall prevail. Without strength, men will fail in the face of adversity. There is adversity around us. There are challenges around us. There is hard times and difficult times. Only the strength of God can make us to prevail. Therefore, in that line, I prophesy upon your life. The strength of the Lord will come upon you this morning. The strength of the Lord will come upon you this week. Throughout this week, God will strengthen you to achieve all things. God will strengthen you to prosper in everything you lay your hands upon. Favor will be looking for you. Favor will be knocking at your door on a daily basis. Throughout this week, you will accomplish that God has destined for you in the name of Jesus. You will never fail. You will never fall. Evil will not know your domain. Evil will not know your address. Every plan from the pit of hell is right now destroyed. I prophesy by the name that is above every other name, the name Jesus. Every wickedness against your life shall be terminated in the name of Jesus. every establishment of the wicked ones. Their wickedness in your life and your family shall be nullified in the name of Jesus. Every attack of the enemy against your life shall not prevail. Every arrow targeted against your life shall go back to the sender in the mighty name of Jesus. All evil gang up against your life shall be scattered and never be regrouped again in the name of Jesus. Those that are seeking your downfall, they will fall for your sake. God will uplift you. You will arise. You will be taken to the new level. You will be taken to the next level of your life. God will strengthen you to prosper in all your ways. God will strengthen you, and sickness will not overcome you. God will strengthen you. Death will not defeat you. God will strengthen you. Failure will not defeat you. God will strengthen you physically, spiritually, academically, financially, maritally. God will strengthen you to experience turnaround. God will strengthen your wife. God will strengthen your husband. God will strengthen all your children. God will strengthen all your family members all together. And you will have testimony. Song of praise will fill your mouth. Song of praise will fill your mouth. And you will move from glory to glory. Thank you, faithful God, because you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. This week is declared a blessed week. In that line, I decree, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Until I come your way again, stay blessed. Shalom. Peace.